New research released this week shows that one in five city residents are looking to move to the regions. Now, this is a topic close to my heart. You would have heard me talk about it on the show previously. How can a region like Cairns attract people from the capital cities, particularly given what's happened with COVID over the last 12 months? It's a great pleasure to have Regional Australia Institute CEO Liz Ritchie on the line, calling us from Canberra. How are you, Liz?
I'm very well, Gavin. Thank you for having me.
Excellent. Thanks for being here on the line. Now, as I said, population growth is super important for Cairns. It hasn't been a huge focus, I could say, from some of our business leaders in the past, but there's a huge opportunity, I think, for a city like Cairns to attract those capital city refugees, if you like. I was interested in your in the Institute's research, huge numbers showing that they indicating they're interested in moving to the regions. A question for you, Liz, is Cairns too far? Is Cairns too far away for those capital city refugees to move to?
Well, I mean, the short answer is no. I think, you know, if we're talking about Cairns in particular, Cairns or Queensland has been a popular destination for our movers, as we've seen in the previous decade. And if you start to look at some of the information actually coming through the report that we launched on Monday, the reasons that people are wanting to get out of city living is, you know, it's around their lifestyle, it's around the cost of living, it's around the kind of stress and anxiety and the congestion and traffic. So if you're thinking about, you know, what are those drivers for people to make the move, well, Cairns could be a good solution.
And you think about people visit Cairns on holiday because we live in the most beautiful part of Australia. I don't mind being biased about that. So when you talk about lifestyle, you know, when you talk about the selling points for our city and our region in terms of lifestyle, in terms of relaxation, in terms of those commute times, I mean, we've got there's a lot of pluses for our city to sell. How do you, given all the work that you're doing there at the Institute, what would you say to the leadership of Cairns around how do we get in front of people? You know, how do we actually get on the front foot, sell those positives, sell those lifestyle benefits that people are looking for, yearning for? What should we do?
Well, it's the million-dollar question every regional community asks us around the country, and this is why at the Institute we've developed what we're calling our livability toolkit, and it's about to be launched at our summit coming up next month. But in short, what the toolkit does is provide for the leaders of regional communities a kind of step-by-step guide to say, these are the things that we need to think about, these are the things that we need to understand. And first and foremost, you need to galvanise the leaders in the community to have a shared vision about what type of future you want.
And that's really the first step. And that's so important for this city. We've got a whole range of economic development advocacy groups, too many, in many people's opinions, including mine. So that unified vision, I think you're absolutely spot on. I think that's crucial. Now you're in Canberra. You addressed the National Press Club this week on this very topic. Tell me, are politicians in Canberra listening to this call and this push that you're involved in for regionalisation? Are politicians, you know, are they willing to set the agenda and the policy settings to make that happen or help make that happen?
Oh, I think more than ever, the opportunities are wide open for us. I think governments at all levels, be they federal, state or local, are recognising that this is a unique time in history. And whilst we know here at the Institute that the population movement to regions out of cities is not a new trend, what COVID has triggered is, I guess you might call, a kind of influx. And it's really been, I guess, a chance for people across the country to stop and think about the kind of life they want to have. I mean, even if you, again, dig back into the data that's come through this report, 77% of our respondents said they were looking for more space and connection. So this is, you know, this really speaks to the heart of what people have been through in 2020 with COVID and a need to find a location where they can shape their best life.
Now, the Institute surveyed more than 1,000 people in Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne and Perth. The survey was conducted in November and December. Have we missed the boat? And I say that in terms of, you know, people, hopefully things now, the vaccine's starting to be rolled out, the lockdowns, fingers crossed, are starting to ease. I'm not, you know, for a city like Cairns, I almost feel like we should have been out there on the front foot, you know, 6 months ago when people are really at the height of these lockdowns and their anxieties and desires to move. You know, we need to get on the front foot now, don't we?
Yeah, look, and is it too late? No, it's not too late. We're launching our national awareness campaign. So this is happening next month. This is a national multimedia campaign that will create a new brand for regional Australia, and it will help raise awareness about the opportunities that exist in regional Australia. So we're using that as a sort of national framework to brand up what is available in regional Australia, and then we're working with regional leaders, Cairns included, to actually say, okay, now we've got this livability toolkit, how do you take the national brand and the national framework and tap into that and create your own action plans, because it's not too late. I mean, you can see in the research that 50% of those wanting to move are wanting to move in the next 12 months. So we've got plenty of time, and Cairns leaders have plenty of time to create that unified voice and I guess develop the information and awareness that's required for people to choose Cairns as their destination.
Have you had any interaction? Have you had any inquiries from Cairns about engaging with the Institute?
Yeah, we work currently with Advance Cairns. They're right. One of our regional activators alliance. So, right. You know, they're an active group in our organisation already. And look, we deal with, I must say, we deal with many regional organisations and bodies right around the country. But certainly we're proud to have Advance Cairns as one of our activator members.
Fantastic. Now, I've always been interested to know, how important is a job in terms of a motivator to get people out of capital cities and into the regions? You talked there, the research showed that lifestyle and space and connection to nature were very important. But there's always been a debate, I guess, about regional population growth, is that people have to have a job to come to. How important is that for people, in your observations?
Well, a job has always been seen as one of the largest barriers, and this report again confirmed that. So that's not essentially new information to us, but where the opportunity lies is that, again, if we lean into what COVID, some of the opportunities that have come from COVID, is that we have this ability to work from anywhere now, and the mindsets of corporate Australia have shifted almost overnight, and big businesses mobilised in a big way. So this is a massive opportunity for Cairns, because you're not only attracting people to employment opportunities that exist in location, you're opening the doors to people who can work remotely, flexibly, anywhere across the country. And that's a different proposition altogether, for which I think Cairns would be incredibly well placed for in terms of attracting that kind of mover.
Well, Liz, Regional Australia Institute, I think you're doing a fantastic job. I think you're doing a very important job, particularly for a nation as a whole. We need to ease the pressure on capital cities and move people to the regions. Liz, I could talk to you about this for hours. It's a pet topic of mine, but it's a huge opportunity for Cairns. So I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Gavin. And that's very kind of you to say. We know that we've got a big task ahead of us, but it's now more important than ever. So appreciate your comments. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Liz.